From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Not a lot of writers translate their own books, but Turkish novelist Elif Shafak writes Turkish and English versions of her novels. Her latest book is called The 40 Rules of Love. It's about a middle-aged Jewish woman who picks up a copy of a novel by a modern Islamic mystic. Alan Chews has this review.
For Ella Rubinstein, this 40-year-old wife and mother mired in depression who sees her life as stale and wasted, the book within the book turns out to be a big floodlight on the road ahead. Sweet Blasphemy, this book is called. It gives us the story of Shams, the 13th-century Sufi mystic, the wild man of Islam. Shams travels to Turkey to befriend Rumi, one of the great poets of the Middle Ages. This friendship turns Rumi's life upside down and eventually brings about Shams' own murder. Over the course of a few weeks in June, reading their story turns Ella's life into glorious confusion, and she eventually comes up with a plan to change it all for the better. Now, you can see this coming a mile away, but when it happens, you want to stand up and cheer, maybe tear up a bit, too, because of the way things turn out. Here's a middle-aged love story, and the inside story of one of history's great friendships, and on top of all that, the story of the battle within medieval Islam between the conservatives and the Sufis. The 40 Rules of Love is a little kitschy at times, but that's part of the fun of it. Laugh, cry, tear your hair out, as you learn.
The 40 Rules of Love by Elif Shafak. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.